Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of educational talks with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about a very interesting topic called a new Israeli order. When we look at the changes that the Israeli society is undergoing from the 90s, supposed to this day, we see very clear tendencies in which society is divided into kind of four quarters, and demographically, this process will go and grow. And we want to understand how does it reorganize us as an Israeli society. This raises many questions. What's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to our children in this country where they're going to live? So this is what we're going to talk about today. Anita, please. Yeah, starting with a few facts, we see that Israeli society is undergoing many changes, demographically wise. If up until 20 or 30 years ago, the majority was still secular Zionists, and there was the religious Zionist minority, the Arab minority, and ultra-Orthodox Jews. Today, the picture is changing. Whether we want it or not, there is a change in the social structure of Israeli society. We see that the number of Zionists is declining. Today, we're talking about more or less 30%, 38% of the Israeli population. The percent of Arabs in the Israeli population is about a quarter. The religious Zionists are about 15% and about 22% ultra-Orthodox Jews. And if in the past there was a majority and minority, today these four sectors are becoming more or less identical in size. And even if they're not identical at the moment, according to the predictions of the demographers, it will happen in the upcoming decade. Both because of the birth rates that are very high in the Arab and ultra-Orthodox Jewish population, and also many people move from the secular bloc to the religious bloc, they become religious, and also, first of all, it's very interesting, but it's also really worrying, because we see that each such bloc or tribe, as they're called now, speaks a different language, is brought up in different institutions, is raised on the values of the society that they would like to see here, a different identity, a different ethos, really very big cultural difference, up to a state where if we would meet a child from each one of these sectors, probably they'd have no common language and nothing to talk about. Now, this is a worrying situation, because when there is inability to talk a common language, the fear, the confrontations grow, and the split becomes bigger. And here we'd really like to talk to you about this phenomena, maybe first of all understand the process, this phenomena that's going on. How you, meaning the demographers, they have their explanation. How do you see Israeli society with the new face it's putting on, that it's taking, that it's as if a natural process that's going on? I see things much worse than it says here in these sectors, that each one has a quarter, suppose, because there are more and more, many more different differences and factions and parts that, besides all these, there are also the Ashkenazians and Sephardians. We have the rich and poor. There are those that live in the periphery and those that live in the center that also don't have a common language, and so on and so forth. And we can see it. And I'm not even talking about the Ethiopians and the Russians, those that still aren't. And who knows when and if will they have a common language. So there are many more besides these four camps, four sectors. And therefore I understand this. I see it, I feel it, how it's happening in society. And unfortunately, I don't see that besides nice speeches, there's any solution for it on behalf of the government. What does our president recommend? In general, what the leadership recommends is to base the new Israeli order on four foundations, and they're talking about establishing a sense of security, that no one will touch the others. Right, that everyone can keep their identity and still have a sense of security. So suppose everyone got a promise that they're secure, that no one will take it from them. What then? The other thing is the matter of mutual responsibility, because as long as there is a majority and minority, then naturally as if the responsibility...
What kind of responsibility?
I think responsibility about our existence here as a society. But if half the population of the country doesn't want to acknowledge the existence of Israel, both of the Arabs and the ultra-Orthodox Jews, so what is there to talk about? Meaning that they don't even agree about the Zionist matter. No, they don't. Both of them are interested that it'll stop this whole thing, the whole Zionist state. What next? Next is the matter of equality and fairness. So everyone will have equal opportunities, both in terms of profession and economically, in short, in all aspects, some kind of inequality in terms of making a normative life here, and not that one faction gets more and the other. Each one wants to receive what he thinks he deserves, and to give, that's a different problem. They don't see the connection between the two, as always, for an egoistic person. The same for each one of these parts, sectors. Therefore, we said fairness and equality, because being fair, meaning to know what I'm getting, what am I giving. And the fourth topic, maybe the most challenging one, is Israeli partnership, meaning to somehow find the ability to feel as partners. Who needs it? It's something that has to be built. These foundations aren't something that... But I don't see any tendency towards it in any one of them. None of them. None of the sectors. Yeah, not among the seculars, the religious Zionists, maybe a bit, but not that it's really... that there are steps towards the Arab or ultra-Orthodox populations. No. Okay, let's put it this way. Suppose there was the desire of, suppose the government from above that wants to implement these things. Would it be possible, or there's a need for the desire of the people? How does it work? The only way to do it is through education. Education? You have to change the way people look at the society they live in, about the country they live in, the conditions they're in, what they consume, and what they contribute. It's a matter of education. In the meantime, I don't see that there is any coming closer to each other here at all. And each and every part, even if you take the seculars, how many parties are there? Many. Even if we split it only into right and left, there are many. Many, and also the Arabs, and also the ultra-Orthodox. In times of trouble, they're ready to be somehow together against one or some of the sectors. But there's an infinite number of splits here. But if we look at the educational system, there's no separation between the right and the left, the Ashkenazians and the Sephardians, but there is a separation between a secular public, a religious Zionist public, the ultra-Orthodox, and so on. So each one has it on a different level and according to his conditions. Therefore, I don't see how is it possible to do something unless it's really a tremendous effort coming from the government. Maybe it's the plan that the president has to be tied to in a very serious way that he'll see it as the uppermost important thing, his work, his role, and so it will be the national program, and this will become a law through the Knesset in all the different sectors, in the ordinary education, in the compulsory education, universities, TV shows, radio, everywhere, meaning for the people to accept this as a new path. And of course, we have to make sure that it will be realized and not stop somewhere amidst the way and everyone forgets about it and cover it up, and that's it. So this is really a big problem. This is something that we have to do, and if it's not too late, we have to start. When you look at these changes, is this something that worries you? Changes in one or another direction doesn't matter. A few percent more, a few percent less, it's not important. Certainly, suppose the National Zionists. I see that they're actually in decline. That's very interesting. I thought that it would be the other way around. Well, the seculars, it's obvious that they're as if disappearing. They're losing strength and confidence and everything. The religious, the ultra-Orthodox religious, they have a very clear line. The more we are, and we're already in the government, we'll arrange the order of things and get what we deserve. And the only thing that we care about is what we get. We don't care about the others, whether there is or isn't a country here. We have to take care of our share, that for all those that are in our framework, that they will get, that we'll try for them to get what we can get them. And the Arab sector, that's obvious. They demand equality in their framework, meaning that we have to give them everything, whatever the Jews deserve, the Arabs deserve too, and so on, in terms of freedom and freedom of speech and in everything. The reason why I asked whether this worries you, because in the past days it was in the headlines and there was this saying that there is a collective repression. People don't exactly understand. We can't grasp the extent of the threat and the problem, and it's a call to wake up. Yeah, but I don't see that someone's taking it seriously. Everyone keeps only his share, his part. There's no one that's above all these parts, that ascribes himself to all these circles, to this whole entire circle altogether, which is above all this partition. And that for him, all these that are inside this entire partition, the Arabs, the religious Zionists, ultra-Orthodox Jews, seculars, that for him, these are my people, these are my children. I have to give them education. I have to arrange them such that they won't beat each other up in the future, and instead they'll have a good life and live together. And for this, I have to educate them. I have to arrange the right infrastructure for them, the right attitude towards each other, mutual understanding, and so on. For sure, we're talking about an educational method, and it has to be homogeneous so that everyone will know the same principles. So we'll learn about the Arabs and the ultra-Orthodox Jews and the religious Zionists and the seculars and about all the different parties even a bit and the differences and everything. It has to be an education where, first of all, we come to know ourselves, all of us, having the same
knowledge. Not that those learn in this style and these and that style and so on, but everyone has the same. It should really be a compulsory education law, the new law. Here we're talking about a new Israeli order. So here it's the new educational law, where everyone knows everyone, all the different sectors which comprise the Israeli society. Without that, they won't be able to understand each other. So it's a very important principle. Unless each of us knows the story of the others, there's no basis to connect. I have no idea what he has in his head. What's he thinking? How is he educated? I have to know what are the Israelis nourished by, regardless of what sector they belong to. I have to know this nation, this people. Let's take it as a people. That's one thing. Another thing, that after that, after I get to know them, me meaning one of the nation, where everyone knows each other, and this is really... This sits down in our consciousness, and we take many actions towards connection or not connection to get to know each other and so on. And afterwards, we have to see how do we bring them closer so they'll feel that they're a part of the same country, same framework. And so they'll see what could be a solution for a better future, and not that we're approaching war. And it's no longer a civil war, a war between brothers, because in the current state we're not brothers. Yeah, we're almost enemies. So here we have to bring them to a decision that there is no other solution here but connection. We can't call this connection love over all the differences and crimes, as it says, love covers all crimes, but the connection is a must. I'll summarize just to understand. Up till now, I heard two principles. One is to get to know each other's story. And the second thing, after we come to know each other, to gradually bring them together and create a sense of belonging, that everyone will feel that they belong to one framework. Yes, everyone lives in the same country, and we're all interdependent. Now, this interdependency, it also determines the extent of connection. And the extent of connection could be only on condition that we really bring ourselves to connection. There is connection and there is unity. These are two different things. Connection is that I have to be connected with the others whether I like it or not. Unity is where we're looking for how can we be connected and connected, united in a way that we don't get into the interior of the Arab population or ultra-Orthodox or secular or religious Zionist population, but that we can connect above it, specifically in order to give each one of us the ability to flourish, to live a better life, to feel the very opposite, that even though that we're connected, and even though that we learn about our connection and we realize it in some way, along with it, inside the connection, we feel ourselves more free. Free of what? Free of each other. That if today, what I do is I yell about the ultra-Orthodox standing in my way, the Arab standing in my way, I'll know how to get along with everyone. All of us decide together, these four sectors and even more, and we decide together on a certain balance between us, the connection between us, where each one of us rises above himself and knows how to connect with the others. On what level is the connection between us? On the level of connection, specifically that, meaning a level of connection, of unity, which is above all differences. Meaning each one of these sectors keeps his uniqueness, obviously. This is corporeally wise. And besides that, mentally, we have to educate. It doesn't come simply so. We have to reach a connection where each one transcends, rises above himself, and we connect above our differences, as if on the second story. We as if build a second story above ourselves, and there we are connected, united. And in this connection, we understand that if not for this connection, we'll eat each other up. And therefore, specifically this situation, it's good that it worries us, because otherwise we wouldn't have been thinking about a solution. And this entire process that we see that it's happening among our people, it specifically brings us to the need to connect above all differences. This is actually the slogan of the education, connecting above all differences. Yes. So the new Israeli order, it has to be connecting into one people, uniting into one people within which there are actually many discernments, differences, and everyone is ready, and as a result of the education, are capable of living as brothers. Meaning, I don't see any other solution here. Otherwise, it's going to be endless struggle and accusations and whatnot, and murder and threats and so on and so forth. The situation is still relatively calm, but it won't stay this way for long. Are you optimistic about such a process that could take place among our people? I think that in favor of this process, we have to equip ourselves with representatives from all these sectors, Arabs, ultra-Orthodox Jews, religious Zionists, and seculars, and build an infrastructure, make a good infrastructure out of this group, so that they will decide about these matters. Otherwise, we won't have an approach to all these sectors, and otherwise, we won't know what to do. We have to make a national plan. And for us to really have all of the different definitions in this plan, and our entire method of love covers for all crimes, and for us to really come to what is said in the Torah of Abraham, our patriarch, that also our cousins will accept it, and we have to try and correctly explain it. And let's hope that then it will be accepted. It's work, but it's possible. It's possible because here we can operate the upper force, the reforming light, that the moment were aimed correctly. And even if it happens in a small part of all these sectors, it'll spread. It'll give everyone a kind of a new feeling of where we are, that there is some kind of a new force working here that suddenly allows me to open my eyes more, my ears more, I start feeling reality more, I start seeing things more deeply and so on. So the main thing is really to start the plan. But without that, surely we will deteriorate into very hard situations. Bala Sulam writes about it too, that eventually the seculars will leave Israel, and only the religious and the Arabs will stay here. Meaning this was predictable. Zionism came to an end. It's no longer a refuge. And of course there's no new dream. And you have only the ultra-Orthodox and the Arabs feel that this is their place, and the seculars, they leave. We can also see the percentage. We already see the results before our eyes, even if we don't know how to explain it. Unfortunately, our time's up. We'll keep talking about it, but can we summarize what we talked about? The new Israeli order is the new education. Equal for all, including everyone, according to the method, the Torah of Abraham, our patriarch, which of course belongs both to the Jews and the Arabs, which is the education for love that spreads its umbrella over us, where love covers for all crimes. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. We'll talk about this more for sure. Thanks, Nitza. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.